I'm Peter Finch with The Finch Files. It was a little before 7 a.m. Monday morning, and the question was, would a middle-aged woman with a bum knee, after just a week of training, jump from a boat floating in the shadow of Alcatraz Island and swim to San Francisco's aquatic park? Well, there went one of Joey Cohen's support swimmers into the water. Joey took a little more coaxing. She looked really nervous, but finally went in. Days earlier, I had gotten Joey Cohen's story. She was one of seven Native Americans who had come to San Francisco to participate in the annual Path Star Swim. The event was started 10 years ago by a local doctor, Nancy Iverson.
How did I start it? I started it with just imagining what it would feel like to be swimming in from Alcatraz with somebody who's never done it before. It's accomplishing miracles every stroke of the way.
Originally, all the Native American swimmers had come from the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, because that's where Dr. Iverson is originally from. This year, none of the swimmers were from there. Joey Cohen lives in Washington State. She'd gotten a call from her cousin saying they'd been invited to do this swim.
And we had like 7 minutes to decide. And so I said, I'll call you back. And I said, oh, I'll do it. And then I regretted it ever since.
Why is that?
Because I'm one of these people that always says, I can't do this, I can't do that, or I limit myself. And I was going through physical therapy. I have a bad knee. And I was always, oh, poor me, I can't do this, can't do that. But I know
I'm not alone. Nancy Iverson.
One of the things that we talk about a lot is self-talk. And those moments which we all have of, I can't do this, or somebody else won't let me do this, or something like that, to just say, hey, I did it, I can do it, and to keep looking for ways to inspire that kind of thinking at home.
That's another reason Dr. Iverson started the Alcatraz Swim, to encourage the Native American swimmers to lead a healthy life and take that message back home. Joey Cohen was looking to get healthy and lose weight, not only for herself, but also for her 17-year-old son.
His father has diabetes, and I don't want my son to get diabetes.
So by having mom out there doing this, you think maybe it'll help set a good example for him?
I hope it does.
So did Joey Cohen make it from Alcatraz to Aquatic Park? Well, she took longer than any of the others, about an hour and 45 minutes. But yes, of course she made it. Escorted to shore by 9 volunteer swimmers, including Nancy Iverson, they emerged from the water arm in arm, a huge grin on Joey's face.
But I gotta ask you, you just got out of the water.
Oh,
how
I
do
feel
you?
Wonderful.
Oh, another hug.
I did it.
I knew you could do it.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I did it.
For the Finch Files, I'm Peter Finch on KGO 810.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, let's get warm.
Good job.